tell us about some of the other ingredients that we've put into our capsules. I know, like, people look at the glucogel, and it's got a great amount of gelatin in there, as well as the glucosamine sulfate. But when you look at gelatin, there's a big difference in low-quality gelatin and high-quality gelatin.
You know, I laugh when I think about all the years with Dr. Wallach, because I remember on his first tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, how he was telling people to dive into Kentucky Fried Chicken dumpsters and pull out the cartilage that's on the end of the chicken bones and eat that because it was a good source. And everyone was always amused. And then he always talked about Knox Gelatin. And we actually went to Knox Gelatin and we asked for their specs on their gelatin because we wanted to get an agreement, because docs always talked about Knox Gelatin. We found out that Knox gelatin, basically, it's anything that walks into the slaughterhouse, they turn into gelatin. And we kind of looked at that and kind of went, that's not what really we want. And then we started to look at, do we know that the cattle had steroids? Do we know that it's ever come from England and possibly been exposed to BSE? And so there was just all these challenges. So what we did is we started to look for a high quality gelatin that was raised in an environment that is almost, as you stated earlier, an organic situation. And we found out that beef that is grown in Argentina and Brazil, they're not allowed to give their cattle steroids and they're not allowed to give their cattle byproducts. And we could get gelatin only from the cattle. In other words, they wouldn't mix in pig if pig showed up that day, or chicken if chicken showed up that day. It was pure beef gelatin from Argentina. We then started to import it. Now, the other part about Argentina and Brazil that's unique is that they've had a ban of importing cattle for years. So there is no chance whatsoever that BSE, mad cow disease, can ever be involved with our gelatin. And so it's just those quality standards. And we've been importing gelatin longer than mad cow disease has been around. But we were always confident that our product was totally safe. We knew exactly what the source was and where it came from and the environment in which the cattle were raised in. And so we're really happy with the quality of our gelatin.
Is that one of the reasons that some people who take a competitor's products thinking they're getting the same amount that's in American Longevity products, but they don't get the same results?
Well, that's part of that purity issue again, you know, and when we have our specs that we design and we work on a purity product, typically, and we talked about gelatin, and I'm going to jump to the glucogel, which is what we use the gelatin with, is that a lot of people have taken glucosamine sulfate and they haven't seen any benefits of taking glucosamine. But when they take our glucogel, because of the blend of the different nutrients that we use in it, as well as the quality of those nutrients, they start to see massive changes. And it all has to go fall back on A, the blend, and B, the quality.